guys, I'm Matt, the South Coast Kook, and today on the show I have the Gerringong Surf School boys. We talk about surf school lessons and the veterans program. I hope you guys enjoy it. Hey, I'm Matt, and I'm the South Coast Kook, and today I've got the Surf School boys. I'd introduce you, but there's so many of you. Do you introduce yourselves, boys?
Alright, I'm Christian.
I'm Zach.
I'm Kane.
And I'm Sonny.
And yous all work for Gerringong Surf School?
Yeah.
Sick. How long have yous all been surfing for? One at a time, go for it.
Alright, pretty much since the start of high school. I just learnt with my mates, and that was probably the best way to go.
Yeah.
I learnt when I was about 3 years old, so I've been surfing for about 21 years now.
Sick.
I've been surfing for about 3 years.
And then I learnt just after Kane.
Yeah, nice. And we'll go, I want to hear your best surfing story, like best wave, best story, fire away. Keep going down the line, I'm liking this.
Honestly, like just at our local beach break here, 7 Mile Beach, like, I'm more of a longboarder, and, like, it's a really good beach to learn to surf, but it's even got, like, really nice banks, but it's a really long ride, and as a longboarder, that's what I look for, so that's probably, like, my best experience always out the 7 Mile Beach.
Yeah, what longboard are you riding?
I ride a 9-foot-1, it's a vintage log from, like, the Surfboard Warehouse.
Is it a nose rider, or are you just...
Yeah.
Nose riding?
Old style,
nice,
yeah.
Nice.
It's really fun.
All right.
I've always been more into shortboard, so... I don't know, I sort of like waves like Backdoor or even North Wherry when it actually picks up. So yeah, I don't know, like just off North Wherry, my best surf story, me and my mates were out and it was just probably, it wasn't that big, it was like 5-6 foot, but it was just perfect tubes and running along. But I remember one just come through and I paddled onto it way too deep and my mates have heard me say some obscenities as I'm going out. And then just seeing the wave explode and basically it ripped my leg rope off my leg and I had to swim all the way to shore.
So your best wave was a big stuff up, really?
Oh, no. Best conditions. Every other wave was perfect. It's just that one was just the funniest one because it's just I had enough time to look up and think about, oh, we've got time here that this is going to hurt. It's just,
yeah. It was memorable.
It was memorable.
And what board you're riding?
6 foot monster box.
Monster box, nice. Yeah. How do you find that?
Oh, honestly, love it. I've had that. I don't even know for like 5 or 6 years, and I've been riding monster boxes for longer, but I snapped my old one, and as soon as it broke that one, I went and bought a new one straight away.
Yeah, so, yeah, nice.
Yeah,
I let them all
try my board once, and they all went and bought the exact same one.
Well, it's honestly hard to go for a surf anywhere these days without someone riding a monster box. They're so popular, and it's such a good shape.
Reliable.
He's done a good thing there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Kano?
Probably my best surf story was... It was like a year and a half ago during autumn last year. And we're surfing at Chips and it's like super crowded, like 30 people out. It's like, oh, I might as well just try like go down the beach at Jarrah, just like a quick like sunset surf instead. And then I took Sonny's 5'7" mean twin fish out.
Oh, nice.
And it was just like this perfect long right-hand wall. It was like right at sunset. And then, it was like maybe 4 5-foot sets coming through. And got into one of those and just got my first proper tube at that point. And I was just like watching it curl over, just like, holy shit. And then like I'd come out and then just like go back in. It was just the best feeling ever.
And this is at Jarrah?
Yeah, Jarrah.
Sick.
Yeah, when it doesn't happen often, when it gets good, it gets some really good tubes out there.
It's such a good like beginner's wave that can just turn it on if the conditions are right.
Yeah, hey. Jarrah is one of my favorite beaches. It's so good.
You just luck out sometimes. You get like these perfect like Indo-style waves. Just crazy.
Yeah, they're pretty fun. Especially when it's peaky. If you would all know, like, when Jarrah gets peaky, the peaks just run. Especially when it's like a nice big east swell. And it just hits and it wraps. Like, the lefts just go.
So quickly out of nowhere as well.
The rights are like super punchy, but the lefts just run. You have to walk back up the beach. It's like surfing a big point break, like Crescent or something. You have to walk back up the beach because there's no point paddling.
Yeah.
When it's that good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your best wave at Jarrah as well?
Well, in recent memory, because I have a terrible memory, just at Wherry, not the last little spot we had, the one before there when it was actually nice, on my McTavish.
The one that you pulled out just to show me.
Yeah, you said twin fin, and I was like, yeah, twin fin. Love twin fins. No, it was really, there was a bank not the first bank from the point up the beach, but the second one.
So like more pines, more
pretty much out the front of pines. Yeah, yeah, pretty much out the front of pines. Really like shallow sand bottom bank. Yeah, just paddled over, and the first wave I got just turned around, got in.
Oh, that was sick.
It was such a nice. It was just a barrel, but it was like it wasn't anything huge, or it was a smaller one, or if out of the ones that were there. But you could sort of like look up because you had so much time, and you could see like the sun coming through the top, and then everything was about it was just so perfect. It was awesome, and that was on my
account. And you obviously had a witness too, which makes it a sick wave much better.
Doesn't count unless someone sees it.
You don't get barrel unless someone sees it.
Nice boys.
Yeah.
Right. So let's get down to business. Right.
All
right. You all work at Gerringong Surf School.
Right.
How long have you been working there?
Like three or four years for me.
Yeah. 2 years. Just under two years. Just.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Sunny and I started like
just before
November 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is Rusty's school.
Yeah.
Sick. So what is the best part of working at a surf school?
Just seeing people stoke. It's
pretty funny. Excuse French.
No, you're right, man. You're right. I'll beep it out later.
Yeah. I didn't know what the rule it was. I was like, oh.
Yeah, you're good at that. Yeah. I've heard the same story, but it was just a little bit different.
There's that emotion in the story.
Yeah, I took out the whole the punchline.
But just seeing people stoked.
Yeah, so good.
And with the new veterans program, that took that to a new level.
That took the stokeness to a new level.
Well, it's like you see that and it's huge.
You just see people that
we've all worked in a hospitality job as well, haven't we? So like you know what it's like dealing with like unhappy customers.
Yeah.
How often do we get an unhappy customer at the surf school?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's just everyone's like froth gremlin 24/7.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
From kids to adults, women, men, like
3 years old is my youngest and 76 is my oldest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Person.
And they both froth at the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool, hey?
If not more when they're older. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Worst part of the jobs now. Like, what?
Getting what's the cold. Word?
It's getting cold. Yeah.
Yeah, cold, windy days.
I can just imagine westerly winds, southerly winds blowing.
A lot of people complain about the rain. As a coach, rain's not bad. It's the wind.
It's the wind.
Because you'll be standing around, like, you'll be trying to get to every, like, client, but you're not really, like, paddling as hard as they are. You're not, like, moving around as much as your clients are, so you can just get cold like that.
Yeah.
So, like, all these boys have, like, 4'3", like, millimeter wetsuits now, so that keeps you a bit warmer.
And booties, and I have gloves, but now
I don't even have booties or gloves. I just wear a wetsuit.
I have to.
I'm going to say it's fine. It's just some days, like, you're, like, 2 hours into the day, you're already, like, cold to the bone.
Yeah.
And you're like, I've got 4 more hours of lessons.
Literally the other week, we just hopped in the water and the wind had just picked up as us two hopped in the water and we've looked at each other like, we've got like 6 hours left.
Which is a long day. And when the waves are dumpy and you're like, when you've got that like that low tide kind of like draining off and it's just dump, there's not a lot of things you could do with a student when it's just a dump, you know what I mean? Like there's not a lot.
Because like, my missus is like finding her feet again and I love calling her into waves and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse when you're like, go it. And then you just see like this huge closeout coming through and you're like, ooh, shit.
Yeah. It's a lot, I'm pretty bad for it. Like a lot of my regulars call me out on it all the time. Like I'll go to push someone in and then last second just grab them by the leg rope and pull them back. I'm like, I don't want any murder charges. It's a lot of paperwork.
The funny thing is we did that to each other in the circle. Yeah. Like, even a couple of weeks ago in backdoor. Our egos were just battling each other. So we're paddling the deepest and I've just clicked in my head. I'm like, we're way too deep. And I'm like, go Sonny, go!
Did not make it.
When Sonny and I were like neck and neck to a wave and we're both too deep. Then Sonny's like, there's no way you're not going, so that just
I was like, I full surf schooled him and just pushed him by the tail of his board over the floor.
And it's that back door. Nothing like a nice bit of reef to protect you.
It's got to be the kanji.
It's the kanji, man. Of all the reefs, it's got to be the softest.
Yeah, you kind of bounce from back door.
The best waves are definitely like either the hardest to get to or the ones that really challenge you.
Yeah.
And backdoor is like that. Yeah.
So let's have a quick rundown on a lesson for someone that hasn't done one. Because I'll throw my hand up. I've never done a surf lesson. So what am I expecting when I come see you guys?
Very first beginner.
Very first. Let's do it.
Never surfed before in my life.
What do we do?
Well, straight off the bat, you look at you.
Suit.
Yeah.
I'll just
work out if you've done any sort of like.
Yeah.
Like if you've done dancing before, that gives us a good idea. You got a really good balance.
Yeah. Dancing, jiu-jitsu, and gymnastics.
Anything with real coordination, then you go
snowboarding, even boxing and stuff for stance, because that's their unidirectional sports.
I get working at the shop, I get a lot of people that go, I'm a really good swimmer. How does that go when it comes to surfing?
It's good
a little bit
as far as fitness goes. Like I've always heard the saying, like, never go out if you can't see yourself swimming back in without your surfboard.
And that aspect, it's good, but
putting yourself on a board does add a different element to paddling.
It makes paddling a bit easier, but
yeah, again, it's not.
Depends on the board, really.
But like most of the surf lessons, we're pushing you guys onto waves 99% of the time.
Yeah.
So it's like paddling and endurance doesn't have too much to do with it on that side of things.
Yeah,
get pumped though. Like, Chessie.
Oh, yeah.
Chessie, a student ages ago, was an ex female pro basketballer. She couldn't even make it through a first lesson because we just got gassed.
Yeah, right.
So it was like, I mean, I've been out paddled by a student before, but it's funny because I can't do it at a time. Like, I had two water polo champions. They just out paddled the shit out of me.
Yeah.
They were like running away from me. I'm like, come back.
Yeah.
But even regardless of their fitness level, like at the surf school, what's really personable about Jeremy Surf School is they like to give beginner students like a feel for like catching a wave before they even get up.
Mm.
They'll do a thing called we call it a standing up start.
Yeah.
So we'll have them standing up on the board. We'll make sure they're well balanced, and then we'll actually push them onto a wave while they're standing up, so that before they even start to do any of the work of learning their pop up, they'll get that feel for the wave.
Yeah.
So it's 100% guarantee that if I'm a complete beginner and I come see you guys, I'm catching a wave.
I'm gonna get a wave. This one's got a thing. It's a money back guarantee.
Yeah.
Money back guarantee.
Yeah. Seriously.
We've got, I call them cheap boards, like a 10'6" super sub.
Yeah.
And if you're not standing up on that, you're not standing up on solid ground.
Sometimes I have like three coaches doing the stand-up start.
Yeah.
Like one getting them up, one holding their hand like while they're on their wave, and then one like holding the back of the board to like balance it out while you're on the wave. But yeah, you will stand up. Yeah.
And those people, when they catch those waves, they're stoked. They're stoked.
Oh, they went into it not expecting to stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what most think. Their first session, they're like, oh, yeah, well, I'll get a feel for it. Like, I'll be on the board. Like, they'll teach me all the basics, but will I stand up? But they generally always do the first lesson.
Yeah.
Never. Well, we've been there for a long time. I don't think I've ever seen someone not.
Yeah.
Unless they absolutely, like, the exception of some people that have, like, I think there's one of the vets who has, like,
the
back. Yeah, his back is so fucked that if he stood, he would, sorry. His back is so messed up that if he stood up, like, the process of that would injure him to the point where it would not be worth it.
Yeah, sick. What is the most common mistake that a beginner or intermediate would make?
Intermediate, but for beginner, it'd just be like, arms and looking.
Look back.
Yeah,
just the amount of times I'm like, because we're out there cheering on them on as well. And I think they hear us go, yeah, like just start screaming, and like cheering. And look back, and then it suddenly goes from cheering to turn forward, look forward.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, what? What do you mean? And they're like, my last lesson today, when the waves started getting dumpy, I had two kids and their dad. And I was just, one kid had the problem with looking forward, the youngest, and he couldn't just. I was like, just look at the green flag, don't break eye contact. And every time he did, he would make it all the way to the shore, it'd be sweet. And every time he didn't, he'd fall off instantly.
I was about to say, because when we took the brother and sister, like, the brother was fine if no one was around him. And every time I pushed him on, like, something was paddling past, trying to get away from him. And he just could not take his eyes off something. And every time he was just, like, looking down.
And I was just, like, pointing him.
go.
Yeah.
Or another common one is like sitting too far forward.
I was going to say that's what I expected. I was waiting for nosedives.
I was waiting for nosedives.
I find too far back, drag.
I was about to say I'm more than willing to pull. Like if I'm like a little like looking at it, I'm like, oh, they're a bit like if I'm thinking they're a little too far forward, I'll pull them back.
I mean, before
we correct them, like they get on the board and they're a bit too far forward. We always do a bunch of like little steps before we push them on a wave. You know, we make sure that they're back and off and make sure their hands are in the right spot, their legs are up in like position to pop up. But no, nosedives, That's like the main thing before anyone starts surfing. They're scared of nosediving.
I feel like when they're solo, like without the school, we're saying, I find most people, like, their biggest fear is nosediving.
Well, that's a bad thing. Because, so when I have a lot of people come there after they've been surfing because they've had a problem, and it's people nosedive, and then their first reaction is to be further back on their board, and then they stop catching waves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a big, real big one.
Yeah.
So that was about the time when the next one I was about to say, it would be their elbows are down.
Yeah,
a lot of the reason people nosedive as well, though, is like when they're too far back on the board, what will happen is they'll paddle for a wave, and then because they're so far back on the board, they won't catch the wave until it's dumping. So instead of catching the wave earlier on and standing up, because they're so far back on the board, they'll actually get sucked up by the lip of the wave and just get driven down into the sand, even if they are that far back on the board.
Yeah.
Which is a massive mistake. And then
have a B run.
Yeah.
So I was trying to be quiet.
No, this is
Here we go, boys.
Oh, look at that. Four.
The essentials. Yeah, cheers, man.
Oh, okay.
You gotta like, you gotta stay like hydrated while you do these things.
Of course. It's exhausting.
Yeah, right. Everyone open? Everyone sweet?
Yeah, sweet.
All right. Alright, so we've gone through like sort of a couple of tips. What would be, like, if I was to want to improve without you guys, what would you just say? YouTube video? Would you say skating? What would really push myself? Time in water?
It does come down to your level. So intermediate and up. And if you, like, smooth stuff.
Smooth stuff.
Smooth stuff.
Like a surf skate. Like
surf school?
Like a surf skate, yeah. Like, yeah.
If you're intermediate, though, I reckon the two biggest things is just, like, being aware of where your eyes are looking and, like, understanding the power pockets of the waves. And then being aware of what your backhand is doing. If your back arm is like trailing behind you, you're losing so much speed and like having so much weight on your back foot. Whereas just by bringing your back arm in front of you, it puts your weight back on your front foot and you'll be able to get around sections easier and start like dictating turns a lot easier as well.
As far as beginners go, probably board selection.
Yeah, right.
We try and recommend the boards we use
biggest board.
At the surf school because they're amazing.
They're good for the... Getting the very beginner should not buy a board. They shouldn't buy a board.
You're talking to the guy that's selling these people these boards. Like,
no, I know.
It's
we always go,
yeah,
because they come to us with their board and we're like, well, leave that in the car.
Yeah. Because like we're saying, right? That was going to be my next question, right? So for me, if someone comes into the shop, I get people all the time. I want to buy a board. I want to learn to surf. For me, it's a 7 foot plus. Like 7 to 8 foot foam, sort of like with like the hard soft sort of foam, like the like
or
plug
a
ocean earth here,
foot.
9 foot.
See with so many of them.
The general like the ocean earth board.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Am I on the mark here, boys?
I've been going above the 7 foot mark.
But the problem is with that, people can't fit it in their car.
Yeah,
people can't transport it.
You can also from your perspective, though, you can then push the soft racks on them.
Yeah. Soft rack. Well, no, I don't know. Trust me, I don't upsell.
But
depends on the beginner. The age, the weight.
I'm thinking adults again,
Yeah, I always go adults.
Because my go-to is something like the general. That hard, soft foam, 7 foot, you know, nice log shape.
Super flat,
super easy to paddle.
Easy to poke.
Easy to poke, but easy to paddle. That's what I'm sort of...
So I've got that. I've got a customer, you know, Katrina.
Yeah.
Lives in Jiangyang. She is 68. She's 68. Very regular customer of mine. Her biggest thing is she'll be too far back on her board because of the flatness of the board. She can't angle herself enough to go further forward, so she doesn't poke the nose even as she's paddling because they're
it's
so flat.
It's a podcast. I can't see your hands.
I haven't had that before.
I'm always doing that. We'll be on the phone in the car and doing hand gestures with my other hand.
So it'll be there.
I'm on
there.
Anyway, go on.
All right, no. Hey, it sounds like we're pretty close. on the mark there when it comes to, say, equipment.
Yeah.
Like, foam's your friend, bigger the sort of... bigger literage type.
The thing with beginners is they're scared of their boards as well. Like, you were just telling me the other day how you bought, like, was it coming off the back of the wave? Your board flicked up. Oh, yeah.
My board, like, went under the water and then just shot up at me and just, like, kind of cracked me in the ribs a bit.
Yeah.
So, I guess, yeah, that's right. That was a bit scary. Like, it could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
Like, no matter, like, what level you're at, I guess.
Yeah. But, because you've done it for, like, it's not as serious for you as for someone that would be a complete beginner. They've just been hurt by their own board.
Yeah. That could put you, put them off a bit.
Yeah.
I got like fin chops like a couple months into surfing.
Oh, yeah. Fin chops are the worst. Like, it happens so easy too. Yeah,
but like, I haven't got fin chops in so long, but I swear you surfing like every single wave.
Because that's where your skills at. Like, when you're completely beginning, you're flipping your board 24/7.
Yeah.
Doing this whole like experience with the podcast and doing the board reviews and stuff, I have noticed, like, I'm now realizing with my own surf and how much a different shape and different, like, how it affects your surfing. It's massive.
Huge.
Sweet. Right. Veteran surf.
Oh, sick.
Okay. Yeah, look at your smile. Right there. How long do you have? Let's talk about it, right? What is it first?
Okay. At its basic form,
what is it?
Basic form, it is just a surf program for past and present serving veterans, just to learn how to surf, or if they've already, like, even if they've already learned how to surf, just to come down, hang out with a group of people that are like keen on just getting in the water and having a good time. We've sort of got it split up at the moment into trying to almost rehabilitate people with PTSD. And see, and I think Russ is doing a study at the moment where he's trying to see the effects of how surfing affects your mental health.
Yeah. University versus.
Yeah. And the idea of it's just like ocean therapy to deal, like, as an alternative, it's a form of dealing with PTSD.
That's where the whole brand came from. Russ is doing the university study with the University of Western Sydney. He's doing his master's in, what is it, surf therapy. That's the whole thing.
So I've met Rusty like multiple times, and he's so
sorry for you.
That was funny.
Oh, wait,
Rusty won't listen to it. Shut up.
He is so passionate about this.
Yeah.
And it's so good to see. So let's talk about, like, have you seen people change? Like, have you noticed a bit of difference?
Mate,
man, it's insane.
The first
one. Won't use names.
You don't have to use names.
But just like, you look into people's eyes like the first day they come, and they'll be so just like dull and empty, and you can tell like they're just struggling like so much inside. And then you'll see that same person after like even like one or two sessions, but like definitely after a few sessions, they just like start coming alive, and it's the most insane thing to see. Like, their color of their eye just gets so much more vibrant, and like they just start like smiling more and like having more fun. And just, like, living life again after, like, being just, like, in such a dark place. It's so cool to see.
Yeah, I remember when I first rocked up to 7 Mile and I saw these guys here doing a veteran, like, one of their lessons for the veterans. I met all the veterans, and they were so lovely, and they were so keen after their surf to go back again, like, the next week. And they were so stoked. So it really made a difference, just, like, a first-hand kind of, like, introduction with them. They were so happy after the surf because I just came to just see how they were going, and everyone was so lovely.
So you've seen some people in like some pretty dark places come and then leave like completely different people.
Well, so, yes, and like you see people come and then like you don't see them for a little while. So like we've got the, every time they sign up, you get their number, email address, all that sort of stuff when they sign up, and they do like an entry,
like, fill out form. Package thing. They
start a survey, and then after 10 weeks, they finish the survey, and they do like a how, blah, blah, blah. That's what it is, because it's a study overall. But you see some people don't make it to the end of the study, and like, or what's one of the ones? There's a few where you don't see them for like a couple months. You're like, where's such and such? Yeah. And you're like, I haven't seen him in a while, because they're the people that you want. So like, Rusty's always continuously, like, he's got a spreadsheet of every one of their numbers, because there's it's 50 something more.
Yeah, like 70, there's over 50, it's closer to 70.
Yeah, it's like 70 or even 80.
70 people.
The study needs 50 to be completed. Yeah. Like, that's what
we've got to. Over 30 that have done the.
Yeah, and there's another like over 10 that are in the works.
We've got the numbers that are coming through. It's just.
But it's pretty good, that one.
No, it's I didn't even crack it.
Yeah. So it's pretty, like, they're the ones you're worried about, but other than that, like, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. You see some people in there, their wives come up to make a point to come being like, it's the first time I haven't, you know, my husband's slept all the way through the night in 10 years.
Well, I'm fairly sure it's in public. They put the YouTube, the little 5-minute YouTube up. If you look on YouTube on the Veteran Surf Project, I think it's called Saltwater Therapy. It's only a 5-minute video, and it's just a short of what, like, is. It's a really short video because, again, I've said 5 minutes like 5 times now. Yeah. Anyway, it just looks at one of the boys. I think I can name drop because his name's in there.
Yeah, Willow.
Willow. He's just like a quick little snippet into his life, and he just talks about, like, his wife talks about, like, what it was like before and how much it changed his life.
Yeah.
And now, like, how happy he is. He's an absolute frother now. Like, he's coming out every second day. Yeah. Like, even if we're not running a lesson, he's out there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we'll text him and go surfing him, like, just in our days off and stuff. It's such a good mate.
Well, I'm not tech savvy or anything, but I'll try and put the link in this podcast bio.
Yeah,
we'll find it. Yeah, well, watch this space. But yeah, if not, get on YouTube. What was it called?
Veteran Surf Project.
Veteran Surf Project.
Therapy, I think the video's called.
Saltwater Therapy. I can't remember. I watched it today. Yeah.
Same on Instagram as well.
Veteran Surf Project.
Yeah.
We'll plug that.
Yeah.
So, how does it feel changing these guys' lives?
Huge.
Honestly amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just get more sense of, like, purpose within your own life. It's sick. Like, you feel like you're actually contributing to something versus just, like, working an average day-to-day job.
It's kind of hard to have a bad day after, like, you see, like, you're like, oh, wait a second. That's not a bad day.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't compare.
Put your whole life in perspective. Hey, you're like, oh, actually, I can't complain about that at all.
It's like, and then they're just like, I don't know, they're always just got the biggest smiles on their faces after. Like, it's like, they'll talk, like, I've heard some guys like, oh, I was having, like, a bad day, then I was like, oh, I've actually got to go, I get to go surfing today, and they just started smiling at the thought of, like, even on the, like, car trip down to the water. Exactly. They're just like, as soon as they hear they get to go surfing on that day, they're just like, it's something they look forward to. Like, right, like, it doesn't just affect them in that moment. It's sort of like, it's getting them day to day and day, and, like, was it? I know, like, half of them are, like, always sending, like, anytime there's a bit of a swell rising through, you get, like, we're in a group chat with all of them, they'll start screenshotting the swell forecast and be like, yeah, get keen, boys, who's keen?
People that live near the beach send swell checks. We've got swell checks all the way over. Swell checks everywhere now. Everyone's, like, sending photos.
From bloody, Sydney down to Shoalhaven, like, Colbara Beach, it's just like, we've got a forecast like that. It's like, who's
what's the furthest someone travels?
We've got some from Bondi.
Yeah.
Bondi comes down to 7 miles, so for you boys.
7 miles to deep. Yeah.
How good is that?
Travel permits.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I, like, that's one thing with Rusty, like, tip my hat, his heart is in the right place when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He, like, you can see he's passionate about it.
Yeah.
And he's obviously, like, worn off on you boys because, like, looking at you guys now, you guys are all passionate about it and frothing it.
So good.
So we have actually been in talking of trying to make this Australia wide.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna plug our one now.
Go for it.
Hopefully.
I'm gonna plug Veteran Surf Australia on Instagram. Look that up.
100%.
The followers.
Yeah.
We might be changing the name because we're gonna try and do it more under what Rusty set up, and try and take it basically all over Australia. So our aim, like, we want to try and set up at least in what, each state.
Yeah, one in each state.
If not more.
If not more, like, for WA being a big state, we might throw a 2 in there.
That's sick.
And work in each spot for, at, like, a month and see if we can't get people in the area to keep it going after we've gone. Setting up similar things to what we've gone. So we're going to go around. Here we go. We've got Veteran Surf Australia is the Instagram title. Spread the stoke. It's a free mobile surf program aimed to improve the mental health and well-being of veterans across Australia.
Yep.
And this is you boys.
This is us.
It's in tandem with VSP.
Yeah. Like, this is like your own entity. You guys are gonna, what? You're gonna have your car with a trailer, or
we're gonna have a
lot of cars.
Yeah, we've got actually some of the veterans that have completed the course are gonna go get their surf coaching licenses, and they've said they're more than happy to come on the trip with us.
Yeah,
no way.
We've got like 3 or 4 different vets that are keen. 100%. One of them's got a. He's got decked a full bus.
Like,
and he's taking the whole family and kids on the trip.
He's got a king size bed in this bus. Yeah, like, he's going to be living in luxury.
Couple of, like,
you boys are going to be living in your Corolla. He's
like, oh, come now.
Everyone's going to roll on his grave.
But like, those vets want to join so badly because they know how good the improvements are. They're keen to be a part of
they're
it.
They're looking us up with locations of where it's going to be most effective and stuff like that. And they've said, like, basically we can get there and they're going to do all... Like, they're going to just...
heaps of connections.
Yeah, because they've got the connections with the, you know, with the servicing people. Yeah. You guys know how to surf.
Yeah.
Excuse for a road trip and let's do it.
Yeah. We're going on a road trip anyway.
Yeah.
And our hope is to, even like after we've kind of taught the lessons in these places all around Australia, we hope that they'll continue once we've left.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of build a foundation so people can keep learning to surf. Yeah. All the vets can have that kind of getaway after we've
gone around. Check on them.
It'd be nice building just a community, not just... It won't even just be here now as well. It'll be Australia-wide community.
Yeah.
Have you heard of anyone like doing this kind of stuff?
Sort of.
Because it'd be cool. Like, I'm just thinking for you guys, it'd be cool if you were like, oh, hey, there's such and such in Victoria that are doing something similar. We'll collaborate with them.
There's stuff set up, but none that have been like a traveling program.
Not on the scale that we've done.
Yeah.
Nah.
We're sort of there's people setting up similar to what. Sort of similar to what Rusty's got, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's starting to catch up.
I think lockdown kind of stopped those for a while, though.
Yeah.
Like, you guys have kept on going, but...
I don't think anyone's doing a study quite as big as what Rusty's
doing. No one's doing a study.
Because there's ones in America and all that sort of stuff that are doing the studies on it, on surf therapy.
But I think I've seen that doco on Netflix.
Oh, Resurface.
Resurface.
But it's not as...
It's not the same.
It's not as long. So Rusty's got it as... It's a 10-week program, but then there's guys that have done
we've got guys that
30, have done, 40 sessions. Say,
some of them have done 42. I think our longest ones now are 44.
Different surfers with us, and they're well over the 10 weeks. It's 10 sessions, not 10 weeks, but it's they're the over the 10 weeks, but they're huge. And that's the whole thing. It keeps going. They flap them in the blue rashies if they're done, if they're finished. And they can help out the people in the yellow rashies, which we're not done yet.
Coming back to that as well, we've had some guys, I remember Rossi was asking, oh, where the, so-and-so gone? And then it's just they've taken what we're doing here, and they've got their own little surf crew now up in the area they're from.
Oh, Well, remember, you're not meant to name, but anyway.
I'll bring that out.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'm sitting here trying my best not to name drop in.
So Beep, up near Balambi, he used to come down. He was one of our very first founding people that came, one of the people that came down. He came all the way from Balambi.
Yeah.
I got him all the way out the back, got him over this wave, turned around, and he got on after maybe he'd been for a few lessons. He was picking up really quickly. And it was 4 foot, and he was scared out of his mind. And he got this wave all the way to the beach, left-hander. He went all the way to the sand, dropped to his knees, and started crying. This is the happiest he'd been in 20 years.
Yeah,
that is so bloody cool.
And it's on the Instagram or Facebook page or whatever it is. But it's
perfect time now. Let's plug Rusty's. Facebook page, was it?
Veteran Surf Project, and it's that for Facebook and Instagram.
And
YouTube, I guess.
Yeah.
And the Surf School, what's that one?
Gerrymore Surf School.
Sick. Pretty easy. That one's easy.
Where we are and Surf School.
And Veteran Surf Australia.
Surf Australia.
I don't think we can keep the name.
So hopefully borders open up and use the suite to go.
Yeah.
Are you heading south first or north?
Don't even start us.
It's torn.
Ripped
us in half.
I'm reckoning we head south.
Yeah, because you like bells.
Also, we've already got the connection in Torquay.
So you're the way forward. We've got north. It depends when we leave. So
okay.
We'll go north.
We want to escape COVID.
That's run away from COVID. That's the tour.
So when are we penciling this in?
Next year.
Next year. We've been trying to pick a date and sort of
not possible.
It's really hard to set a fine line to send.
It's hard. I understand. Yeah. I understand with this time, everything how it is.
Everything going on. We're trying to get.
I think it's May.
We're trying to get backing, government back. We got a lot.
Funding
is the major thing, but also COVID, also just shutting down borders left, right, and center.
Can't leave the house, let alone the state.
Yeah,
you're right. So, okay, last question. What does surfing mean to you guys?
Almost like a break from life.
Yeah.
Break from life.
Yeah, it's, you don't get that sort of experience anywhere else.
It's such a disconnect just from like everything else.
Yeah,
yeah, you could have the toughest week of your life, but you just kind of let it go, go on the water, kind of just rejuvenate, and then obviously you'll go back to it once you hit the sand.
But
a session could change your life.
It's like you have a 2-hour session and it's just like crap wave after crap wave, and you get one good wave, suddenly that session becomes good.
Yeah,
but it's also like...
All it takes, you know, one good way.
It's just like kind of changing your mindset towards life as well, because it's like, even like you've always just got something to like look forward to and just be like, all right, sweet, I can go surfing like in end of this day, or I can do this, or I can go like plan for a surf trip like in so and so amount of time. It's like always something to like look forward and plan for, and like every time like you get through like a little like barrier or like something you're struggling with, it's like, oh sick, now I can like do like that hectic turn or whatever. It's like, oh sick, I got that tube. And it's just such a cool little thing to look back on and challenge to keep like progressing through.
It's a sweet break from reality.
Yeah. Kane and I are always talking about like what would we be doing if we weren't surfing.
Yeah,
it's because we've only been surfing for like 3 years. You guys haven't been surfing for that long.
I asked them that the other day. I was like, what did you guys used to do?
Relentlessly. Well, to be fair, but like,
what to the veteran now,
yeah,
what does surfing mean to you?
Like I said, break from life. Yeah. Honestly, like, it's the best way to just sort of step back from everything and just almost just zone out. Like, I don't mind surfing by myself. I don't mind surfing with people. You can do it like, if you do it by yourself, you just sort of like, your mind sort of almost like shuts down and your whole body just takes over. It's like, oh, there's a wave there.
Yeah.
You just paddle on. It's like, cruise up, go down, go around. You're out there with mates. You do, like, you zone out when you're on the wave. You come back out, you start talking, just smack again.
I've always thought that.
A lot of banter out there with us.
Yeah. Has anyone else noticed that you can have a conversation with someone and then catch a wave and then it's at least a minute or so, or at least more, and
longer if it's me getting stuck in the river.
And as soon as you paddle back, the conversation will pick up exactly where it left off from.
It does, when you're on the wave, everything's just like,
even as you're paddling for a wave, you're still just finishing off that conversation. You're like, yeah, and then I'm in this keep paddling. Yeah. Yeah, then I went over here the other day and these catch the wave, and as Sunny said, yeah, you'll paddle back out and then you'll finish the exact sentence you've ended with.
Yeah.
I think while we talk about that, one of my good mates, Josh, I was surfing with him and he was telling me this like hell of a story.
Yeah.
And it was like right at the cliffhanger of the story. And he's like, caught a wave and he come back. And I'm sitting there going, man, I've been waiting for you to paddle out because I want to hear what this.
But you can't do anything either because you're mid conversation. You're just sitting out the back there like, this guy comes to finish his conversation.
You're sitting there like, oh man, I wanted to hit the cliffhanger. And man, I kind of wish I paddled for that.
Yeah.
The only time a conversation will stop when you're paddling is if you see something on the horizon. You're like, oh, maybe.
And then the other guy doesn't like feel like disrespected. He's like, oh, true. You saw that one out the back too.
Yeah. There's no shame in it. You're just looking. You're like, oh, no one can see me.
Well,
camera.
Yeah. I've never been out surfing with you guys, and I'll be like, we'll be mid conversation, and I just start like looking past you.
Yeah. Best one is when. You're surfing with someone and they're like out, they're looking back at the beach and you're looking out and you're just like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about as you're paddling to the left. Ever so dreadly, paddling off to their inside.
Yeah, don't worry, so I'm actually breaking a bit over there. I'm going to go over here.
No reason.
Well, boys, I want to thank you all.
Yeah.
This was sick. It was good fun. Sitting down with you.
Yeah.
Look is up on Instagram, Facebook. Veteran Surf Program, Rusty School, Veteran Surf Australia.
Right.
Sing out. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Like and subscribe to the South Coast Coop podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. I am also now featured on the Kiama Community Radio podcast, so check them out too. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at southcoast.cook for my latest updates. And if you haven't already, check out my website at www.southcoastcook.com for my merchandise and other fun things. Thanks everyone. Until next time. Bye.